Well, Connor, congrats. What a great season. What a great run in districts and state. I know, gosh, you want to get a chance to play for a championship, but, you know, just fell a little bit short. But still, your kids gave it a great run, didn't they?
You know, they did. And even though the score doesn't indicate kind of how they played, but, you know, they were down 11-3 there and had a chance to extend the game a little bit. And you know what? They never gave up. They still had the fire in their eyes. They never felt like they were out of a game.
I know when you get down to the end of a district or a state tournament, pitching is the key. And, boy, you got to have a lot of arms. And you've relied on that pitching staff to do what they do. And they definitely helped you in this tournament, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And, unfortunately, we weren't able to save Kalen Coop for the final days. But, you know, we had to use him. We had to get to that point in the state tournament to where we could say, you know, we were one of the final teams that were there. And, you know, we felt that we needed to use Coop and Caleb and all of our pitching staff, Cole Block, you know, all those guys to get to that point. Abe Wilson, he had a big win against Alliance. Finally, we got them beat. And, you know, Drew and I kind of had the mentality that we just got to get to the point, and then when we get there, we'll piece it together. And, oh, they got us there, and we just quite weren't able to piece that together in the end.
What a battle with Alliance just to get there. That 8-5 game, that was a battle, wasn't it?
It was, and we told them that they weren't just going to go away when we put that seventh spot up in there in the third or fourth inning, I believe it was, and that we just had to keep tacking on. And so every time they'd score a run, we'd come back and answer with a run. I told them we had to keep that run differential at least at a 4 so they couldn't have a big inning and come back and tie it or come back and take the lead. And you know what? They just wanted it more than Alliance. I can't say anything more than that.
Any surprise with Elkhorn and what they shut them out 11-0 in the championship? Any surprise whatsoever there?
No, not at all. ETC, we got to watch them play a couple nights. They didn't hit the ball great the nights that we did watch them, but, I mean, obviously 11-0. They had their one and two pitchers available, their ace and their second guy. And really how they saved them, I have no idea, but you know, they came out and, you know, they played Eastern Nebraska baseball and just handled West Point with no problem at all.
You had a chance to score ETC early in their tournament, lost a tough one 10-2, so you knew firsthand. That's a pretty good team across the way, wasn't it?
Oh, for sure. Defensive, offensively, they hit the baseball well, and they play even better defense behind their pitchers. So, I mean, we had an idea who was going to be in that final spot, and we were hoping it was going to be us. But you know, to lose to the state champ and the state runner up, I mean, to get third is beyond. I'm proud of them. I can't say anything more than that.
I think 31 wins, if I'm not mistaken, Connor. It's a pretty good summer of work right there, isn't it?
Correct. We were 31-8 to end, and we accomplished 3 of our 4 big goals. You know, they were, you know, win districts undefeated and have a 30-plus win season and take state. And we just fell short on the last one. But, you know, 3 out of the 4 is phenomenal. These boys, they battle and they never give up. It's hard. I could talk about them for a couple hours here this morning if you'd let me, but.
No question. Phenomenal year from start to finish. Yeah, and you had a good idea going into the summertime that this could be a pretty good bunch of kids, pretty special. We make a good run, winning a district and make it into a state tournament.
You know, for sure, and we've been practicing since, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, the week after Thanksgiving, and we had a heartbreak last year against Alliance in our district at home there, and you know, they just came back with a fire in their eyes and they wanted it more than anybody else this season, and it really does show.
I think you mentioned, I think Coach Conroy mentioned as well, a couple of these kids are going to be, you know, with the districts coming up for MMB, the seniors, so a couple of those kids going to help them a little bit, some depth and suit up a little bit?
I believe Cooper, Ty, Cale Sattler, and Cole Block are all going to go up and help, I believe, do a roster for them.
So I'll be excited for those guys to keep their baseball season going, and hopefully MMB can make a run. And a couple of these kids do make the jump up to seniors, correct me if I'm wrong, for next year, don't they?
Correct. I think all, well, the 7 that Drew and I returned this year will all go up to seniors next year.
So it's going to be a little bit different group of First Central Bank juniors for next year, isn't it?
For sure. We're going to have, we will return Abe Wilson, Dave Davidson and Gus Smith will be our three returners for next year that have started and have played.
And a lot of those kids then playing the Junior Bs will be moving up to fill those other spots. So they'll get their chance of playing with the older kids as well.
For sure, for sure.
I ask you this every year, Connor. You want to come back and do this again next year? Keep on coaching little baseball?
You know, Drew and I have talked about it, and I think our plan is to stick with it. But, you know, things happen in life, and we'll see where we end up.
You're going to miss this, aren't you? I mean, you got a whole summer of coaching these kids, and now it kind of comes to an end a little bit, but you got the seniors to watch for hopefully a week or 2 weeks and everything. But no question, you're a baseball guy. You're going to miss this, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. And, yeah, I don't really know what else to say. I guess Drew and I are going to miss it. We kind of talked about that on the way home, but we kind of told the kids, don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened and, you know, go from there. It is what it is. Enjoy the rest of your summer and don't be strangers.